Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Deeper Truth, our Christmas special part two, The Star of Bethlehem, December 25, 2 BC, over Bethlehem. the season of Advent, and Christmas was added to the church calendar for the specific reasons, primarily to help people in their faith, to keep alive the relevance and foundation for our holy Catholic faith. In the past few days and coming days, we will be putting out shows that Jesus was truly born literally on December 25th, 2 BC. And we share this through the lessons of history, the weather at the time, the politics at the time, scripture, and science. And this is very fascinating. On October 3 BC, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, which was the busiest temple day of the year, Luke chapter 1:10. Sometime late March, early April, the angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah and announced the coming of John the Baptist. And something that was happening simultaneously to this event was happening at that time. But beginning in September 3 BC, the planet Jupiter was in conjunction with Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation of Leo the Lion. And this would be the star the wise men would follow to Bethlehem, which took them about 16 months. Until the star rested over Bethlehem for 6 days, beginning on December 25th. Science and modern technology can be a wonderful thing, aided with the advances in excommunication. History is almost recreated. What a wonder it is that through computer technology enhancement, we can pinpoint the stars in the sky going back thousands of years. And they can accurately show great eclipses and major earthquakes with pinpoint accuracy in time and locations. And this boggles the mind, doesn't it? Then the story of the three wise men have been a mystery for all generations as they bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the newborn king. Who were the magi, who we call the wise men, and what that would undertake this journey? According to St. John Chrysostom, he held that the wise men were from Babylon, modern-day Iraq, Persia, modern-day Iran, or Jews from Yemen as a result of the Babylonian captivity. And they were astrologers who knew about the constellation of the stars, who recognized something special was taking place. October 3 BC, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, again the busiest temple day of the temple year, Luke chapter 1:10. This was sometime late March, early April. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah and announced the coming of John the Baptist. And so coinciding almost precisely with the time Zechariah would have been serving in the temple, a mysterious star began rising over the Middle East in what is now probably Iraq. And this star was, in fact, the planet Jupiter. It would continue its rise for about 9 months. Then on September 3 BC, the planet Jupiter was in conjunction with Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation of Leo the Lion. And this would be the star the wise men would follow leading them to Bethlehem. And so they followed the star for about 16 months until the star rested over Bethlehem for 6 days, beginning on December 25th, 2 BC. And according to Father Most, a historian on the subject, he states, in the evening of June 17th, 2 BC, there was a spectacular astronomical event. Event in the western sky. Venus moved eastward, seemingly going to collide with Jupiter. They appeared as one star, not two, dominating the twilight of the western sky in the direction of Palestine. And this conjunction had not happened for centuries, would not happen again for more centuries. The June convergence of Jupiter and Saturn would have been so spectacular as to dwarf anything before or since. And it would also have coincided with the birth of John the Baptist. And so the Magi would certainly have seen this as a sign and began their journey, which would lead them to Jerusalem and to Bethlehem. As they arrive in Jerusalem to inquire about the child, Herod asked them when they first saw the star and its rising. And this would have been about 15 months. It is not a stretch to say that Herod rounded this figure off to 2 years to determine which children to slaughter. And Jupiter was considered the father, Venus the mother. Then not many days later, Venus came within 36 degrees of Mercury. And on September the 11th came the new moon, the Jewish New Year. This happened when Jupiter, the king planet, was approaching Regulus, the king star. Further, there were three conjunctions of Jupiter and Regulus within the constellation of Leo the lion, which was considered the head of the zodiac. And now Genesis chapter 49 verse 10 foretold that there would always be a ruler from Judah, from Jacob, called the Lion. Until the time of the Messiah, Leo was dominated by the star Regulus, which astronomers king star. And the Magi became astronomers and astrologers would surely read these signs. And the three conjunctions with Regulus were August the 12th, 3 BC, February the 17th, 2 BC, and May 8th and 9th, 2 BC. In Hebrew, Jupiter was called Tzedek, righteous, a term specially pertaining to the Messiah. On September 11th, Jupiter was close in the constellation of Virgo, the Virgin. And on September 3rd of 3 BC, Jupiter was in conjunction with Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation of Leo the Lion, which was associated with kings and the Lion of Judah, as foretold by the dying Jacob in Egypt in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. And the star then went before the Magi and rested over Jerusalem on December 25th, 2 BC. And it was about 6 to 12 days journey from Jerusalem to Bethlehem at the time, going by caravan. And this does not take us beyond January 6th, the traditional day of the visit of the Magi. It is less than a week to the eclipse that marks God's judgment on the life of Herod for his abominable crimes. According to Father Most, the Magi were in Jerusalem on December 25th, 2 BC, following the star that would lead them to Bethlehem. And another historical event taking place that coincides with the journey of the wise men happens on February 2 BC. Caesar Augustus received the title Pater Patria on February the 2nd, B.C. Caesar called for his presence the governor of Syria, Luke chapter 2, verse 2, who was then a governor of Syria, but Caesar wanted him to act as the governor of Palestine through 2 B.C. This was Quirinius. And so this is important because of the decree for the whole world to be enrolled, which is what leads Mary and Joseph to travel to Bethlehem to fulfill Micah 5:2. In March, April 2 B.C., the angel Gabriel appears to the Virgin Mary. Well, in the 6 months since the announcement of John the Baptist, which was October 2 B.C., the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Que certomini, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will have no end. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 20. Well, Luke verses, well, you know, chapter 1, verse 26 through 22. So, 26, 22. In March, April 2 B.C., Mary hastens to visit Elizabeth, who was in her 6 months of pregnancy. June 25th, 2 B.C., the birth of St. John the Baptist. And this event, these events happened simultaneous as great signs pointed to the newborn king. Jesus was born December 25th, 2 B.C., and the star of Bethlehem was present for 6 days. In December 25, Joseph brought Jesus and Mary into Bethlehem. But as they arrived, Luke chapter 2, verse 6 says, While they were there, the time came for her to have her child. And maybe Joseph was attempting to report to the census. Maybe because of Mary's labor, it was an emergency. It was an emergency that they had to find a place to deliver the child. And Luke chapter 2, verse 7 indicates Joseph attempted to find an inn, a place in the inn, but there was no room because of all the travelers coming to file in the set for their sexes, for the census. The manger or cave appears to have been a hasty place provided because of Mary's quick labor. Luke chapter 7, chapter 2, verse 7 says that Mary gave birth to Jesus where she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And another possibility is that it was dark when Joseph and his family arrived in Bethlehem, and they quickly found a manger. The angel began praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. The shepherds were out in the pastures watching over their sheep when all this began to take place. And meanwhile, the star had led the wise men to Israel, and by this time they are going through Jerusalem asking, Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. And now this ruckus grabbed the attention of King Herod, and he summoned the wise men to ascertain the time of the star's appearance. Herod intended to deceive them so he could identify this threat to his throne and to kill the Christ child. And from the birth until the wise men arrived bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, Saint Joseph moved from the cave or stable to perhaps a relative's house. Since Bethlehem was the city of Joseph's heritage, David, it's possible that Joseph had relatives present in Bethlehem, so he was able to make this move. And the star continued to shine over Bethlehem for another 5 more days. At any rate, Matthew chapter 2, verse 11 indicates that when the wise men did arrive, they entered the house where Mary and the child was. Notice it wasn't a manger or cave. It was at a house, indicating that St. Joseph, after the birth of Jesus and after the scene of the shepherds, went to a relative's house where the wise men found Jesus. And when the wise men actually arrived at the place where Jesus and Mary were resting, there is a short window following this star for 5 days. I think this event had to occur between 25 December and very early 1 January. And I tend to think it would have been later than sooner, because this happens next. Matthew states that the wise men, the Magi, camped for the night and beheld a dream. God warns the Magi not to return to Herod, but to go another route out of the country. And this dream had to be important because as the Magi were leaving, Joseph received a dream from an angel saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. And Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. And so this star, very powerful evidence, and it's scientific evidence that Jesus was born on December 25th, 2 BC. And this star was prophesied going all the way back to Balaam in the book of Numbers. And it tells that with the coming of this star, Edom would be repossessed. Now, what does that mean? Edom would be repossessed. Well, depossessed. Well, King Herod, who wanted to kill the Christ child, he was an Edomite. He was an Edomite, and he would be depossessed. And he was depossessed. And so that's fascinating. And thank you, Lord, as we continue our journey as with the wise men, we follow the star to find the Christ child. And today, we can go to Mass, and receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And with his presence among us, we can take him to the world, where the light of the star of the light that's shone so brightly, shines through us, because Jesus is the light of the world. And so we continue on our journey to Christmas. This is Deeper Truth, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. And we're so thankful for this opportunity to be able to follow our Lord. And may we find him, the blessings of Christmas. May his blessings be upon us. as we continue on this journey.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
What I
song is song high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven They told me our newborn king to see, our finest gifts we bring to lay before the king. This is to honor him. When we come, baby Jesus, I am a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give a king. But may I play for you on my drum? The Mother Mary nodded, the ox and lamb kept time. I played my drum for him, I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me, me and my drum.
night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He
And we will be back tomorrow for part three of our Christmas special, Coming Through Until Christmas. And so this is Deeper Truth Christmas Special Part 2, The Star of Bethlehem, December 25, 2 BC. And we will be back tomorrow with Part 3. God bless you all. Merry Christmas and Happy Advent. Amen.